Welcome back to the Marketing Wellness Podcast with Mandy and Roxy, where we share our combined knowledge and experience of the world of marketing, business, and wellness. I'm Roxanne Ray, and this is my co-host, Mandy Summers. In this episode, we will be discussing why business is hard. Yep, we said it. Business is hard. So we're going to go through that today with you guys. We'll include any links in the show notes below that we referenced during this episode. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode, and stick around to the end to get information on how to access our exclusive community, where we share advanced trainings and tools to use for marketing your wellness and growing your business. So let's just jump right into it, Mandy. We were kind of spitballing before we hit record on this episode. I think this is going to be a really good one for people to just sit back. We want you to sit back, listen, and really absorb what we're saying, because we come from years of experience in business and building multiple businesses, some together, many separate. And so we have a lot of life lessons to share with you guys. And really, business is hard. We said it, business is hard, but you know, it's also very, very rewarding. But we're going to talk about why it's hard, some of the aspects of what make it hard, and also why some people aren't as successful as maybe they want to be and they see other people being. And we're going to give you, it's almost like we're pulling back the curtains. We're going to give you the behind the scenes of the things that really happen that nobody talks about that make business feel difficult, that make it feel like, oh, this is like a drag sometimes. So I want you to kick it off for us, Mandy, because I know there's just so much to say on this topic.
Yes.
So why do you think business is hard? Like what comes to your mind first when we talk about that?
Well, the very first thing that comes to mind is there are three aspect business that are sacrifices that we have to make in order to achieve the lifestyle, the success that we want. And so often we're not willing to put in the time, put in the money, put in the action, the work, to actually get the results that we want. So we end up not being willing to, there's an exchange. There's always an exchange, right? And we start with this huge vision. We're like, oh, we want to create this program, or we want to sell this product, and we want to be the top in our industry. And we set these like pie in the sky goals. We're amazing. It's always good to do that. But we're not willing to back it with the work required, the time required, and the money required. And, you know, a lot of the people listening to this podcast are in the network marketing space. We have a lot of followers who are network marketers. So I just want to address, I want to start out addressing kind of that industry. If you are listening and you're not a network marketer, we understand that struggle as well, because on top of only trying to create momentum for your business, you actually have to produce a product, whereas network marketers don't. They don't have to produce the product. They don't have to produce all of the marketing copy, and their companies produce a lot of that for them. And so when we're talking network marketers, I think because so much is handed to us as network marketers, we all take on this, everything should be free. It should all like work out for me. All I should have to do is like share the product and everything should be fine. And the fact of the matter is that's not how business is. Business is hard. You have to learn how to be strategic. You have to put time in that and be willing to invest in the systems that it will require for you to maintain long-term longevity. Anyways, so that's kind of my first thought. What about you?
Well, my first thought along the same lines as you is really, for me specifically, like the first thing that I think of when I think of what makes business hard, it's the idea that you have to sell something. But even more than that, right? You have to sell, but you have to be willing to buy and sell. Well, let me be specific on this. So I had this realization very early on in my business journey. So this was probably about 6 months, maybe 8 months into my journey of I'm going to be a business owner, right? You decide, I'm going to be a business owner. I'm starting a business. And you're like, how am I going to do this? And 8 months in, I came across a program that I knew I needed to take. It was a high ticket coaching program. And in this high ticket coaching program, it's going to teach me how to essentially build a Facebook ads agency. And they wanted to charge me $5,000. And that was a lot. I had to go into my savings for that. And I thought, holy guacamole, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I don't know if I want to spend that much. Like, that's a ton of money. But you know what I had? It was like literally a light bulb went off. And I realized, if I'm not willing to spend $5,000, how could I ever ask somebody to spend $5,000 on my program or my agency or something that I'm selling? And so I was like, okay. I mean, I literally was like, yeah, I need to learn this. I'm going to invest this. It was one of the best investments I've ever made. Amazing program. Taught me, got me started. Obviously, a program can't teach you everything. And that's the other thing I think people get this misnomer about. It's like, oh, well, this is going to be the end all be all and teach me everything from A to Z. I'm sorry, that's going to cost you $100,000. Let's just be real.
Right.
If you if you're going to learn business from A to Z, it's going to cost you a ton of money. A $5,000 program is not going to teach you that.
Well, and on top of that, like, you can take a program, and I am guilty of this, where I purchase a program, but I actually don't work in, and I'm like, and so this is why I know that this is a mindset that happens. This was my mindset early on in my network marketing business. Well, I just need to invest in a program, and then everything will magically work its way out, right? And I can be successful. But the problem is that business was easy. If this process was an easy process, then everybody would be doing it and being massively, wildly successful. What sets people apart from those who are wildly successful, even mildly successful, versus those who are stuck in the mud, who are doing the same thing every single day, who are stuck complaining, who are victims, is that they're not willing to take the action required, the work, the time, the money to invest in, to get, like, they want that successful lifestyle without having to pay the price. And the price, now that, you know, I'm 4.5, 5 years in to shifting this mindset. And we were just talking before we got on, and I was telling you, I wake up in the morning and the first thing I think of is like, okay, what has to happen with my business, which I'm trying to shift. But like, that's, and I say that, like, part of me is like, do I need to shift that or not? But I wake up and not have that be the number one thing. But that's the sacrifice I've had to make. It is like owning your own business is almost like having an obsession because you are in charge of everything.
Yes, but you know what? It's not a bad thing. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
We enjoy that, right? It's the same thing that happens to me. And I had someone ask me yesterday, they're like, how do you do it all? Like, how do you run Social Fox and run your doTERRA business and, you know, now marketing wellness? Like, how do you, like, literally, how do you do it? They asked me, like, just, can you just tell me how you do that? And I sat there and thought for a moment, like, you know what? How do I do that? And you know what came to me is that work doesn't feel like work. I actually thoroughly enjoy what I'm doing. And so it feels more like a hobby in a way, like how you would, like, you know, people who get up and they're excited to go paint or go build something, like that's a hobby for them. Like
mountain biking or something.
Right. Like that's how it feels for me. Like I really enjoy it. So like the time passes so quickly when I'm working because it doesn't feel like, quote, work, like, you know, working in corporate, like nothing like that. But what you were saying right now, like this, I just want people to understand that business is as hard as you make it, but you have to really get your mindset under control. I think I think it's so funny. Like I literally think about this with our podcasts and I'll listen to them. Like you and I listen to them, right? And I'm like, man, we talk about mindset so much. And I never used to be this person. Like I never really talked about mindset. But I realize now the reason, you guys, the reason that we talk about mindset so much on this podcast is because it is extremely important. It's like crucial for success.
Yes. And part of this is the beginning stages of building a business that are hard are getting that mindset under control. Because if you can get your mindset under control, you're willing to do the time, the work, you're willing to invest because you believe in yourself. And a lot of people who are struggling in this right now, who maybe feel like they've been stuck for 4 years, maybe you've invested in something, but you haven't fully implemented. Maybe you are working what you think is working, but it's a very small, you're like not willing to put the time in. And so the key here is getting very curated with letting go of the things that are weighing you down and just realizing you're going to put your head down, you're going to work as hard as you can for a set amount of time to see if you can bust through that wallet that is coming up. And for me, this was like, I remember this, I loved the shutdown because this is where I was able to have this breakthrough. I had no distractions. I literally was here in my office. My family was here. I felt like I wasn't being pulled and having to leave my house. And it gave me that clarity of work, time, and money that needed to be invested. And I got, like, I thought I was working, but what I was doing was busy work. I wasn't actually doing the right income producing activities. And so if you're struggling, if you're like, this is so hard, it's not working, I always advise you need to go back and see what are the things you're avoiding doing right now. What are those things? Because those are probably the things that are missing in your business. If you're avoiding inviting people, if you're avoiding following up with people, if you're avoiding like any of these things, if you're not content creating, if you're not like, how are you gathering people? How are you nurturing people? Ultimately, how are you retaining people? If there's a gap in there, you're going to have a gap in your business. And when you're creating those systems, you have to be relentless, 100%. So tell me, Roxy, what on a, you know, we've kind of touched on an overall basis, but on a daily or weekly basis, what are the things that make your business hard, that make being in business hard for you?
I would say it's two things that pop kind of bubble up to the top of my mind is one, managing a team, right? Having to manage people and then make sure that they're following through and doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're on top of their things. Because even if you delegate, it's still ultimately my responsibility, right? I'm the business owner. All the, you know, everything rolls down to me ultimately, right? So even if I delegate it, if it doesn't get done, I have to get it done. Right. And right. So it's still kind of technically on my plate, even if I've delegated that. So that's hard. That makes it difficult because I can't just like delegate and forget about it. That's like absolutely can't happen.
Yeah.
But then number two is dealing with the, how do I say this delicately? The type of requests or like feedback
demands.
Or just demands, exactly, the demands, the things that kind of come through where I can always tell if the person who is making these requests is a successful business owner or not. Yeah. Because of the type of demand or the type of the way it's asked or expected, that it's just going to be the way they want it without any sort of, like, even like requests for compensation. Like, I'm just demanding your time and you just should give it to me. And I can't believe you're not giving me your time. It's like, excuse me, right? Someone who has never actually sold, in my opinion, they have those kind of requests. Anybody who has realized how difficult business is and that it truly needs to be an exchange and a win-win situation, they would never make those kind of requests or demands. And I would say that's what makes business hard. Like, Manny, you and I have these conversations all the time. And I think you and I actually do a really good job of letting it roll off, right? We don't take it personally.
100%.
Right? I think probably in the beginning, you and I, you know, I can't speak for you, but I know for me it was like, oh, it's like a shot in the heart, right? Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this, right? But now it's kind of like, seriously? Like, that's kind of where I'm like, seriously? Like, we're doing this again. All right, let's handle this, right? And I kind of go through the motion and handle it, and then I move on. Like, it's not even something I dwell on anymore. But when you're first
getting into
business, that's hard.
Yeah, and I definitely, like, I've gotten to a point where I feel sorry for these people. Just last night, I got hate mail, which comes in, you know, often. This is one of the things that's hard being in business, is that you are subject to scrutiny, and some people don't want to celebrate your success. Many do, and I want to say thank you to everybody, all of our listeners who support us. And you're our tribe. That's awesome. But there are always those people that are like salty about your success. You know, like, we could care less about this or that. And last, I got one of those messages that was frankly very unprofessional. I've never taken a cent from this person. They've attended my free trainings. And John happened to be sitting next to me and he was like, give me your phone. And I was like, ciao, we're good. Like, it's part of being a business owner. He was like, I'm not okay with this. And I'm like, calm down. And that's just it, is being in these positions where you have grown a company. Like, I can't think of any profession that doesn't have haters, that doesn't have people who have this expectation of something irrational. And I think that in the network marketing space, it's even more so than other spaces, because like I said at the beginning, we are provided a product with this, you know, beautiful vision. And it's like, well, everything's been given for free and all we have to do is open our mouth. And so everybody who knows anything should share all of their knowledge with me so I can be successful. It's a very selfish mindset, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Well, that's one thing. Okay, so you know, I have the contrast because I didn't start in network marketing, right? I started in the agency space where there is absolutely, there's the expectation you're going to pay, right? You come to me, you have a question. I mean, I had literally had people like, I'll pay you an hour of your time if you can just look at my campaigns, right? I mean, there was...
I paid you $500 to sit down with you before we were, like, I was a client of yours. And so I understand when people are like, Roxy, I need to get on a call with you. It's like, no, this girl, she's got knowledge you should pay for.
Right. And so I had that initial experience of like exchange of like a win-win situation. Okay, you have all this knowledge. You spent time and money and sacrifice to get this knowledge. I'm going to compensate you for that time and, you know, get that what I need out of you. And that's fine. I'm actually totally okay with that. But then moving over into the network marketing space where it's just like expected that I just attend a call with somebody for free to give them all my knowledge that I've gathered over, you know, not just during network marketing years, but all the years prior, I'm like, whoa, like, no, this is the wrong mindset. And it actually kind of puts a little sour taste in my mouth where I'm like, like, it's no wonder there's so many people in network marketing who struggle. Because you said it best, and actually I want you to say it. You said something before we got on about network marketing and really kind of identified the crux of what's happening in the industry.
Do you remember what I said? I think it's that we're willing to invest in this. You know what? Maybe you should remind me. Because what I was thinking, you know, what I'm thinking is we're not willing to pay. And because of that, we're not good at selling. If you can't sell, if you can't pay for something, how can you expect to sell something? If you're not willing to be like, sure, I want you time, or I want to give you money for your time, why would anyone sit down? And I see this all the time with the people that we coach, is they will do free classes all the day long. And then they're like, oh, I'll give you free product. And all, like, they have issues asking for money because they're not willing to pay. They're going to invest in their business.
Yes. It's definitely that, but it's also the leaders in this industry who want to paint a brush over the industry saying it's super easy to start a network marketing business.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that part. 100%. They don't want the secret to get out that business is hard. They don't want it. They want to act like this is an easy industry. It is a terrible recruiting technique, because what ends up is you have people who are solely dissatisfied and you end up being this mindset coach instead of bringing strong-minded people in. And not saying that if you don't have, like, I don't feel like I had a strong mindset when I came in and I've been able to learn that, but nobody told me it was going to be easy. So many people, in fact, that conversation we had last night, it was that same thing. Like, she actually said, what you teach is really hard. Well, at least I'm teaching it. It's what brings us hundreds of enrollments a month. Like, come on.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I got into network marketing, right? I've only been in this industry for 2 years. Okay. Obviously, I've supported people and helped people with their marketing prior to that. But for me personally, getting into network marketing has only been 2 years. And I remember, like, literally thinking this, like, me, it's like, huh? I understand now, is that the reason why network marketing has the stain that it has, and it, let's be real, it has a stain, right? People are like, oh, network marketing pyramid scheme. They have all these terms for it. The reason being, the reason why so many people say you don't make any money and it doesn't work and all these things is because of what we're talking about right now. They got in thinking, I show up and I make money. And I don't know any business on planet Earth where you simply show up and you make money. I mean, you can't even do that with a job. You have to go to your job and actually produce and do something. Where is this like manual that all these leaders, sorry, I'm getting really heated about this.
I love it though.
It's just
preach, girl, preach.
Right. I'm just like, I was kind of like angry about it in the beginning where I was like, oh my gosh, I now understand why so many people are complaining about network marketing not working because they didn't work it. Period. That's what happens.
They thought it would just work for them if they bought the product and loved it. And that's the struggle, is you can't just buy the product and love it. With anything, it's like if you were to start an Amazon store and you got $10,000 worth of product that's sitting in a warehouse, you have to actually do something with that. There's like, the thing is when you put skin in the game, you're actually willing. Like if I were to buy $10,000 worth of product to sell on Amazon, you better bet your life that I'm going to work hard to sell that. I'm going to do all I can to recoup that investment. And network marketing is such a low investment that, and we end up using the product. It's not like we have to sell the product, you know, unless you're Mary Kay. And maybe that's why Mary Kayers, you know, have been around for so long, because they are actually required to invest a large amount and buy product that they then have to sell. Most network marketing companies, you're not required to buy $5,000 worth of stuff to sell. And so we end up with this mindset of, this should just work for me. Well, if you were starting a brick and mortar, you would put time, money, and effort into making that successful. If you started an insurance agency, you would put time, money, and effort into making that successful. If you were starting a grocery store, you would put time, money, and effort into that. Like if you were a lawyer and you wanted to start your own firm, it's going to take time, money, and effort. And so this mindset that like, it's just going to work for me, it's delusional, in my opinion.
It is. It truly is. I mean, having truly worked a network marketing business and know, because obviously I had success before in other businesses, I know what you needed to do. And I just applied those skills to network marketing. And then even seeing people that I'm like, you could totally be successful in this, but you know why you're not? Is because you're literally not even doing anything with your business. Like you're literally, you haven't talked to a single soul this week about the products. You don't have a website. You don't have any content out there sharing about like I don't know, like is you supposed to like a fairy just gonna like drop customers in your life? Like I don't even understand how this works. Like how do you think you're gonna sell, or how do you not that, how do you think you're going to grow a business if you don't sell? If in selling requires asking people to buy, and so if you're not asking people to buy, what are you doing? Like I literally like legitimately am confused why people think that they can start a network marketing business and not ask people to buy. I really don't understand that.
Yeah. And I think that this goes back to, we are 100% responsible for our lives, and responsibility is hard. That's one of the things with business that's hard. It's easy to check out, extracted, and not be responsible for the what we produce, essentially. And so responsibility can weigh heavy on us. In fact, we have a full podcast episode on responsibility that we can link in the show notes, and we can put it in the cards on YouTube. But being responsible for your business means that you're identifying, like, I remember one thing that I learned from you that was amazing. I was in the Thrive Academy, was you kept saying marketing, testing, what's working, what's not. And at that point in my business, I felt like I was doing the same thing over and over again. And I remember you taking me through an ads process, and you were like, okay, if they're clicking, then the ad is good. We're going to go to the funnel and see where, like, are they filling anything out? And if they're filling things out, but they're not making it into your group, then we know it's on this page. And it's like, But if they're not clicking, we know we got to do the advertisement. If they're clicking but not clicking through, then we know we need to change up the verbiage. Like, so you kind of broke it down, and I realized that we have to do the same thing in any business that we're at. It's testing, testing, testing. What's working, what's not. We cannot get compliant doing the same things over and over again that are not working. And that's one reason why it's hard to be, I think, a business owner, because it does require that we take different actions to get different results.
Well, it's a constant pivoting, right? Business to me is a constant pivoting. I've had to, this just like reminded me when I started, like literally the very first, like we're launching doTERRA, right? My best friend and I were launching doTERRA. We set up our first event. It was at a gym, and we have very limited products at that time because we were just starting out. So we brought what we had, right? And literally nobody, like the people actively avoided us. Like it was like, we were like the plague and people were like avoiding us. It was really interesting. And I thought, wow, okay, this is a little harder than I thought it was going to be. Number one, which is fine. I'm totally okay with that. Hard doesn't scare me. But I remember getting in the car afterwards because we didn't sign anyone up. We had conversations, but it was like, you know, people are, it was just a learning experience is what it was. So we get in the car and my best friend, she's like, oh my gosh, is doTERRA going to work? And I'm just like, I looked at her and I was like, what? Like, that's your thought? I said, no. I said, look, we're going to pivot. Obviously that'll work. We're not going to do that again. There's so many different things to try. And so we're just going to pivot and try something different. And I could.
And now she's a founder, P.S.
Right. Now she's a founder, right? She worked through that with me. She realized, okay, I'm going to pivot. But how many people do you think start in network marketing, try that first thing that maybe their leader said, go do this, and it didn't work, and they're like, oh, this doesn't work, and then they're the ones, you know, they're bashing network marketing industry, like, oh, it doesn't work, no one makes any money. It's like, wait, did you try different things? Because just like you said, it's all a matter of testing. You have to test and see the results and make decisions from that, and you try something different, or you hit the nail on the head, like, oh my gosh, do more of that, that works, keep going, right? Mm-hmm. And that, like, that's really cool when that happens. And that, obviously, you want to get to that point. You want to keep going until you get there. But I don't know. I just, there's so much to talk about on this subject, Mandy. I just really want people to understand that, yes, business is hard. And that's okay. Make peace with that. Accept that business is hard. But also,
or go get a job if you're not.
Yeah. Or go get a job, right? If you're desperate for money right now, then go get a job and have a job while you're starting your business. Okay. We never want anyone to be destitute. But also know that having your own business is extremely rewarding. I would never trade this for anything else. I will never, ever in a million years go back to a job, because I know now I have the skills. I know you do too, Mandy. We have the skills to now make money with business in probably multiple industries because we have these skills now. And the only reason we have these skills is because we stuck it out through the hard, thick mess.
Yes, I love that. And, you know, I agree. I wouldn't change this. I wouldn't change this lifestyle. I love having, the only thing that I, we were joking about this last night when we were on our walk, was I feel like it's taught my kids, like, I think that they see a little bit of, they think that it's easy because they don't see behind like the office doors what I'm like putting in, and they know I put a lot of time in. But so I don't know if our listeners are in that category where you're watching someone and you're like, ooh, I want that lifestyle. I want, you know, like John is home, he is home all the time. He's totally integrated into our family, which is awesome, instead of the first 20 years where he was gone like 13 hours a day and only had an hour with us at night and maybe 30 minutes with us in the morning. It's like he is fully integrated and I'm fully integrated with the family. So we have like this time freedom. We have, you know, to an extent, because of course there's business things that we have to do. And so I don't want everybody to think, oh, they're free all the time. I choose to spend time building my businesses. And when I need to take time off, when I want to take time off, I'm able to do that. But that has come at sacrifices. Like, there have been a lot of sacrifices that have been made to get business to that point where John is able to be home, where we are able to live this lifestyle, where we have the time freedom. It didn't just happen overnight. And maybe the last thing that kind of comes to mind with business being challenging and rewarding at the same time is the decision making. I feel like this was something I really struggled with. And maybe this is something that held me back, was I didn't want to have to be the decision maker. I still kind of throw a fit occasionally where I'm like, John, can't you just make this decision? And yes, of course, he's going to help me make it. But it's like, just making decisions are hard, whether it be hiring, firing, whether it be pivoting, whether it be topics that you're going to start teaching on, whether it be products that you're going to launch or sell. Like, those are hard things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you and I have had many discussions about trying to make decisions. And thankfully, we have each other to kind of bounce things off, where we're in this space where sometimes our spouses are, you know, maybe don't have the full scope or the full picture to help us make that decision. But I can say now, 8 years, 8.5 years in, the decision making has gotten easier. And yes. Maybe easy isn't the right word. It's more that it doesn't scare me as much. Maybe that's the better term, right? It's still hard to make decisions because you're like, okay, well, if I go this fork in the road or that fork in the road, like, that's where I'm going. Like, there's no like going back, you know, going backwards and making a different decision, right? Sometimes it's like, this is a decision. It's kind of like, that's it. You can't move backwards. But also knowing that, it's like that I've made peace with that. And it's gotten, I think that's where I mean, where it's gotten easier, where it doesn't scare me as much, where I'm like, okay, I feel good about this. And like we've had our episode where, you know, God is our CEO. I think when I really made that decision that God is the CEO, it also made the decision making a lot easier, because it's like, I'm partnering with God and he's, you know, we're making this decision together, where before it really felt like it was all on my shoulders and all for all me. And that is scary and hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that when I'm definitely guilty of that. And when I brought on my first employee, I felt the weight of having to produce to pay their income. And now we have, I guess I should count them up, like probably close to 20 employees. And I was thinking the other day, it's so crazy that that very first part-time employee that I was paying $250 a month weighed on me so heavy. And now it's still like, I'm like, okay, we've got all these employees and it still weighs on me occasionally, but not like it did with that first one. And that's the cool thing, is when you face business and you realize there's going to be some hard things about building a business, but you're able to like take it on, take that responsibility for it, and really step into that CEO mindset, everything shifts and changes. And you grow and you're able to take on more. And suddenly what used to be hard isn't hard anymore. It's like the message I got last night, that would have destroyed me. And I actually read through it and I felt very sorry for the girl. And I just thought, sending a message to somebody like this could literally destroy somebody's self-confidence. Like, how sad that she was willing to do that, right? And willing to like say all these people who, you know, reference, we talk about you, and you know, I've never even met these people. And I'm just like, that's so sad. That probably would have destroyed me 7 years ago. And I have learned to handle that, just like I've learned to handle bringing on employees. And so the lesson that I think is, yes, business is hard, but you can expand and become more. You've got it within you. You can take on more. You can become that CEO of your business that you've always dreamed of, so that you can have the success and the lifestyle that you've always dreamed of.
Yes. And I want our listeners, anyone watching this episode, to see that like we've come out on the other end, right? We've gone through the trenches. I think of like an Iron Man. We've gone through the race that we've got all muddy and scraped up, but like we're emerging on the other end, and there's, you know, the race is never finished. So I don't want people to think that, but I think you and I have learned valuable lessons that now allow us more peace and enjoyment in business, where yes, we can recognize that it's hard, but we also recognize that the rewards that come from that hard, and that it's almost like you get calloused a little bit, and it's just kind of get used to it. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, like the message you got last night, you're like, okay, yeah, whatever, roll it off your back and you're going to move on.
Yeah.
Right? Like the email I got last night, okay, whatever, you know, let's respond to it, move on. Like, because I think we also recognize that's not going to be the last one. There's going to be more down the road. And, you know, every bullet that comes your way, you get stronger. You're like, oh, I can dodge that one. Oh, you just dodge it faster the next time. You don't even let it phase you. And so I want our listeners to see that it is absolutely possible to have the success that we have, but you have to go through the trenches like we did. Nobody skips that part.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that starts with your mindset. It moves into action. And many times that action requires more time, more effort, more money than maybe you expected to get started with. But ultimately, you end up with something crazy. And I give, you know, just bringing it back to the beginning where you invested your $5,000 into that program. And that came back, you know, thousandfolds with you, like with everything you've been able to do with that one program. And so part of that is, you know, what are you willing to do and time, money, and effort to achieve the ideal business that you want? And it always comes at a price. It always does. And if you're going to build online, that's going to come at a reputation price. Like, it doesn't matter how private you keep your life, there's going to be people that are watching you on the sidelines that will say things that they shouldn't say to people. They just shouldn't. So we are cheering you on. We love you. And we're hoping that just like saying it how it is, calling it out, business is hard, gives you that motivation that it's okay that it's hard. It's worth it.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. If you want to spend more dedicated time with us each month, we want to invite you to join our AI CEO community. It's like having an AI business in your back pocket. And you get access to monthly live classes with us where you get the latest AI strategies and CEO strategies to grow your business with exceptional growth. Our goal is to give you back 10 hours of your time each week using AI and these strategies. You can visit marketingwellness.com to join now. If you're watching this on YouTube and you found the episode valuable, please go ahead and give a thumbs up, hit that subscribe button. And be sure to come back every Tuesday when we upload a brand new podcast. We'll see you in our next episode. Bye.
Bye.